We interrupt this program with a special report.
I got a message for all you folks out there in Radio Land. So sit tight and bend an ear.
Welcome back, everyone, to another week of the Manga Monday show. My name is Ben, and as always, I'm with my co-host.
Edgar. Hey.
I wasn't supposed to be wearing my glasses again.
No, that's okay. Who cares?
And now I am.
I don't.
You know.
But we're back, yeah. Yeah. I like how we sometimes always start now
start
like this, and then we like...
Because we got to get your attention, and then we're like, all right,
we got it.
Oh, yeah, we got this.
We got it now. We got something really big, special for you. Basically, it's going to take up the entire episode, but...
Edgar, just, real quick, how you been doing?
Yeah,
this week?
What I was gonna say is how we've been doing.
Sounding a little bit sick.
Yeah, I'm dying. I'm recovering from some new disease or something because I was going through it. But basically, I'm almost better now. But I'm in the moment where I'm like, okay, let's get this over with. Like, I'm done now.
Yeah.
Because even though you feel awful when you're sick, you kind of like been like, yeah, I'm like doing nothing for today.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But like now, I'm like, I'm done, man. Can you like stop, please? Like
please.
Please.
Yeah, dude. I feel that.
But other than that, nothing's much. My brother got back from Japan.
Very cool.
Really cool.
Jealous.
He's telling me all the cool stories and all the stuff that
you're
he got.
You're like, wow, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. But I know, like, at some point, we're going to be able to do that. Point. So, like, I'm also kind of...
When we do, guys, we're going to have such awesome vlogs and stuff. Oh, dude, it's going to be so awesome. I'm so excited.
I'm wondering who's gonna be that person. I feel like you're gonna be the guy where we're doing something. You're like, Edgar, smile.
Yeah.
Edgar, smile.
I am notorious vacation picture video taker. Like half of my videos was when I went to Europe 3 years ago on my photos. So yeah.
I'm gonna be eating my food. You're like, wait, hold on. I gotta get this. It's like
post for me.
Girlfriend mode on.
Yeah.
Like basically.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah, he it was great to have him back, and
that's great.
And also we're just talking about me and him are gonna go watch the Sword Art Online movie when it comes out. So
take
I don't know.
Me with you.
Yeah, but will you? You technically don't really have to see the entire series. You only have to watch.
Hey,
like,
you
the
didn't
first...
watch all of Dragon Ball. Take
yeah,
me to see the Sword Art Online.
Yeah,
movie.
But I guess it's like. Canon. I mean, I don't know. It depends. If you don't have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you want, then that'd be cool.
We can have you and Danny record something.
That'd be
it.
Super
that'd be
weird. And yeah, if you don't end up watching it, we'll just end up, and I'll just end up doing something by myself or with my brother.
Sure.
If he wants to review it with me, but yeah, that's an anime film I'm looking forward to. I think the next one after that would be Love Is War. That's like the next film to come out.
Yeah.
That comes out like in late February, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
after that will be the Suzume door locking film.
Suzume no Tojimari.
There you go. I say it the lame English way. He says it the Japanese way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much what's been going on with me.
Right.
Other than back with school and I have to go to school feeling like crap. What about you?
Well, Edgar, check this out.
I thought you're not going to wear your glasses.
Well, I am now because I need to see what I'm doing. Check this out, Edgar.
Yeah.
Look at this. Whoa, it's my YouTube channel. And what's this?
Dude.
I did a Death Note reaction.
I saw that.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
I was like,
yeah.
At first I thought, he read the manga. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look at the thumbnail closer. I'm like, that's the anime picture. That's weird.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the title more closely. Like, oh, he reacted to the series.
I'm watching it. Yeah. Cause
dude.
I saw it was a little bit short. And I was
so
like,
great.
Like, it's only like 37, 32
I gotta
episodes.
Tell you, you've committed a sin already, Ben.
What?
You're not watching the dub.
I know.
How are you not watching the dub?
I know that somebody said that in the comments. I really, really like the sub voice actors, but I'm gonna watch the dub today and see if I like it.
I just feel like everyone would agree with me that if you're like an anime connoisseur, that there's like three, I might be missing one more, but there's like three anime where everyone knows it's dub for that one. Fullmetal Alchemist, Cowboy Bebop, and Death Note is one of them. Yeah. There might be another one, but
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball, yeah.
But I know somebody in the comments was like, hey, the English dub is really good. You should check that out. That wasn't you, was it?
No, no. But I liked it. But I was
Somebody was like, he was like, you're a dub actor. Why don't you?
You know? Yeah, right?
I was like, I don't know. I just watch the sub sometimes.
I mean, you can watch it however you want, but like that series is like pinnacle like anime. Like if you know anime, you got to like watch.
Yeah, sure. I'll watch the dub. Either way, I'll watch the dub. But
no,
I might switch to it.
Later. Not just as a dub, but just as a series. It's like kind of monumental in terms of like you watch it and you're like, this thing like ran on Shonen Jump. That series would not fly the same or at all in Shonen Jump.
Not because
it's like super dark or gory, just because that's not the vibe that Shonen Jump goes for
it's
at all.
It's super dark.
It's so different. It's really dark. It's so different from like, I mean, One Piece and other Shonen Jump series, they have their dark moments, but like just as a tone, it's like so different from like anything else Shonen Jump like pumps out now.
Yeah. So if you guys, real quick, before we move on with talking about it, if you guys want to see it, I'll put the link in the description below.
Watch it. I'll be watching it.
You guys watching on YouTube, here's a clip. And for those of you who are listening on on Spotify, sorry.
This is quietness.
Yeah, absolute quietness. But yeah, I think you saw the other comment that was like, you don't have to eat your microphone.
Yeah, that one's dumb. I'm like, he doesn't have a mic. I want to have it like this.
Yeah. Like, I was like, dog, I have a Focusrite, which is supposed to be, you know, even big like Twitch streamers like Hasanabe, right? He has his
Everyone has the mics close to their face to begin with. It's just like, I don't know. Just ignore that guy.
Yeah, I think it might have been because I had it right here, but I'm gonna try and hold it a little bit more like this from now on because
below your.
But I always appreciate the comments like that. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It did a lot of editing for that. Don't expect like huge editing for that. Like. All the time.
I mean, you're just reacting to something, and you just have the
and you have to skip around copyright and all that stuff. Yeah. You know, but
such a good series.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. First episode was fan freaking tastic.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really exciting.
That was
fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, we got nothing else other than this. What do we got for them? I mean, I know.
He knows.
I mean, I know what we got, but you have
but
something.
I have something. This is going to be like a...
Something specific
like
you have.
Like a three-part series here. So obviously, the Crunchyroll Anime Awards have come around, right? And I would say this is probably, at least in terms of the Western audience, this is the biggest anime award show to begin with.
But I don't know. I feel like we would have heard about it if they had like a... Here's an award show and we're going to stream it. Because I feel like... Because they're now...
Well, I just think the Japanese are very discreet with their awards. Like, you see on news segments, it's like, oh, this mangaka won this award. Oh, the director won this award. And
but
it's
never do
more.
We see, like, a physical, like, Oscar. Not as big as the Oscars, but we don't see, like, a broadcast live.
Yeah.
Like, here's the people, the actual people
who made
it.
That's probably, like, that's so British and American. You know, I haven't seen it.
Patting yourselves
else.
In the back. And other synonyms that are probably not as nice as that one.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of award shows, but I mean, the anime awards we have to be invested in.
I just like, I'm not a fan of award shows. I just like, this is such a me thing to say. I just like coming together and saying, this is the best of that. I mean, it's not always right. I just like having like...
I will say.
I mean, if you make something, you want to have like a... What could be the highest award I could get doing this?
I guess more, it's more of, I actually like the Grammys, I will say. Yeah. I think it's more of the stuff like the Golden Globes and the Oscars and the Emmys. The Emmys less so. I actually like the Emmys. is that it's like, I've never liked the Oscars because I feel like it's Hollywood's elite just going, oh, hey, like, we're the best of the best, you know? Yeah. When in reality, like...
I just don't like it because all the cringe jokes that the hosts tend to do.
Oh, yeah.
And the presenters do.
They're
like,
so
let's just...
politically correct, it is absurd.
Or it's just so trying to be keeping in with the times. I'm like,
Oh,
let me do a Fortnite. I'm like, please stop. I want to gouge my eyes
please
out.
Please stop.
Yeah, just like just present the awards and that's it. They could be wrong as they are. Like,
but here's what we're going to do, Edgar.
Yeah.
With the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, I saw this and I saw an idea for content. So Here's what we're going to do right now, okay? I have a hat. This is going to be what we do today. I have a hat.
Scenes from a hat.
All the scenes from a hat.
Improv. No, just kidding. No, we're not.
What? No. And it has all the categories from the anime awards for Crunchyroll, okay. Right? And what's going to happen is me and Edgar are going to pull one out, and then whatever award we have to predict, not what we think it'll be, we have to predict what the winner will be.
Yeah.
Okay? Then, in a couple weeks, when the award show happens, we're going to do a Manga Monday show live. We're going to be live watching it, and so you'll be able to see our reactions of what wins, what loses, all of that stuff. And if we predict wrong, there will be a Shonen Junk video a couple weeks later called the 2023 Crunchyroll Award Show Forfeit Challenge. And if we get it wrong, we have to do a forfeit. Things like take an ice bath. Things like get a sandal hit.
I did not sign up for this. What the hell did I just walk into?
Yay! So this is going to be a three-part thing that happens. So if we get it wrong, we have to do a forfeit. But get this, Edgar. If you get the Anime of the Year award, if you get that wrong, you have to do three forfeits. Or no, not three forfeits. Sorry. You have to do the worst one that
oh
we think.
Oh my god.
So
I thought you were gonna say if you get it right, then it all cancels out.
Oh, maybe we should do that. If you get the Anime of the Year award right, you can cancel one out. I think we're also going
can you
to
do all of them out because
since we're gonna have 11, if there is a possibility we get all 11 wrong, I think we're gonna do a thing of like we have a mercy on one of them. So if there's like one we definitely don't want
to
do,
let's just combine
the
them just to get it over with. Just combine all of them into like the worst one possible. Like I don't know, shoot yourself in the head or something.
Yeah.
just end it all.
Imagine that. Well, okay. Here's my first forfeit. Shoot yourself in the. And then you look up, and then I have a gun, like right here.
Or like it just like it's like the like oh ice bath plus eat a chili pepper equals shoot yourself in the head. Like
that's great. So yeah, that's what we're gonna be doing today. So yeah, Edgar, let's do rock paper scissors to see who goes first, and whoever wins the rock paper scissors can choose whether they go first or second. Okay. Ready?
So basically, we're gonna go through the list and. Yeah. Wait, what are we doing?
Okay.
Are we going to pick the forfeits?
No. So today, we're picking the categories.
The categories.
Picking the categories and predictions today. Let me get a piece of paper so I can write down and have all that stuff. Then we're going to react to it live. And then later, we'll do a video that is our forfeit challenge with this. So this is a three-part thing. Hit like, hit subscribe if you're excited for this. I know I'm excited for this.
I'm dreading this now.
A possibility.
I was just going to be like, hey, Ben, let's just predict and then let's just watch it and have a fun time while we do it. Now I'm going to have
content. Now there's stakes. Now there's conflict, Edgar.
All right. I hope you like jump off a plane or something like that as a forfeit.
Jump off a plane.
With the skydive pack, you know.
Yes, exactly.
With a parachute.
Let me move this real quick, and then I'm going to go get a piece of paper. Edgar, entertain our audience. Or no, I guess I can write it down on my phone. Yeah. I can write it down on my phone. Here we go.
Just like in notes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as we do this, I'll just be throwing out what I want to win as well, because I hate having to not say my opinion.
definitely.
But
I mean, we kind of had an award, like our own award show, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's why this one we're adding a little bit of spice to it.
Yeah,
but still, this award show, it's very different. Edgar, tell us what Crunchyroll's weird stipulation has been.
What I mean, like what they tend to do with their awards.
Yeah, what like why we're not going to see Mob Psycho Chainsaw Man.
Oh yeah, but I saw this also. If you see this like awards like for the first time, and I just noticed it now, is that they're not including the fall seasons for this award. So you're not gonna see My Hero, you're not gonna see Mob Psycho, not gonna see Chainsaw Man. And there's a lot of people on there like, this is a crappy, I mean, say what you will about the actual choices that were chosen. But, like, people were saying, this is a crappy list. Chainsaw Man wasn't nominated. Bleach wasn't nominated. I'm like, Yeah, but it's not being included. So, like, I mean, say what you will if they're not including it, but they're just going to be included next year.
Yeah.
So they'll be in the next year's list. It's for some
be
reason.
It's so weird to see the 2024 award show and see, like, Mob Psycho in there or Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
You know?
And Attack on Titan again.
Attack on Titan again. Like, yeah. I saw this comment that was like, Shane, this is the fourth week you've presented Attack on Titan for Anime of the Year. I was like,
yeah, because it's been out.
It's been good. Yeah, yeah, it's been out consecutively and it's been good. But I mean, yeah, I think that it's like, it's just going to be super duper weird to see like things like Mob and all that stuff for Anime of the Year. But
yeah,
we also didn't talk about this. You started Ranking of Kings, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm like on episode 7, so I have some say when it comes to whether it has good animation or not, or if it's even nominated at all. Yeah. I don't know what it's nominated for.
I've only seen the nominees for Anime of the Year, by the way, and Crunchyroll.
That's the only award. Yeah, that's the only nominees I've seen. Yeah. But I can say for a fact that since Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan came out, based on my knowledge before and other awards seasons for Crunchyroll Awards, they've always dominated.
It's going to be Spy Family, Attack on Titan, and Demon Slayer that sweeps. I actually think Attack on Titan has been subbed out for Spy Family, and I think it's going to be those two that dominate. But we'll get on into that later. Edgar, let's play a nice little game of rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. 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 Yeah, let's go.
So what? I got to pick? I got to go?
No. So I'm going to pick first. Edgar, you can go first.
All right.
Here you go.
What? Oh, okay. I'm confused.
All right. What's the first one you got?
Best voice actor, English.
Best voice actor, English.
Actor or actress.
Awesome. Actor or actress. Edgar, close your eyes so we don't see. Here we are.
Get that thing out of the way.
Best voice actor. Yes, quit opera. Best voice actor, English. Let me zoom in here real quick.
All right. What do we have?
Okay. What are the
nominees? Wow, this is the very last one. That's nice.
Yeah. What do we have for the nominees?
So the nominees for best voice actor performance in English is Amanda Lee or Emily as Madden Kitagawa from My Dress Up Darling.
She's a big
very
YouTuber,
cool.
right?
Yeah. She also voiced Yuta in One Piece Film Red in the dub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yuta. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a great singer.
Cool.
Charmy Lee.
But she didn't sing.
Yeah, I know. Really disappointed by that. I don't know why. You hire a voice actress who's really good at singing, known for her singing, and a character who sings in the movie, and you don't have her sing the songs.
But come on, dog. Like, Yuta from...
Then like, watch the sub,
like,
then.
She's a...
Then watch the sub. Like, it doesn't. That's like such a...
But don't watch the dub. Like, nobody watches the dub. People watch the dub.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like hiring...
I get it.
Hiring,
but also, as good as Emily is, and I've never heard her sing, she's probably very good.
Really good.
Not better than, I would say, a Japanese pop
she's
star.
Like, amazing. She's a singer. It's like hiring Tom Cruise for an action film and then just like, nah, we're just gonna do stunt doubles for him.
Yeah.
We're gonna let someone else do this.
Alright, let's keep you on.
Charmy Lee for Kotaro Sato in Kotaro Lives Alone. I've seen what this anime looks like. It's about a small boy who apparently lives alone. It's very wholesome and sad.
Okay.
I love Charmy Lee. She voices Asuna in Sword Art Online, and she voices, I'm trying to think of someone that you wouldn't know her as. You know that kid, the cat girl from My Hero Academia season 3?
Yeah.
With the blue one, like with the blonde hair.
The one who got her quirk stolen?
Yeah. No, the dirt one.
Oh, the dirt one. Never mind.
That one. Yeah. She voices her.
She was in this season. Yeah. For 5 seconds.
Yeah. And then we have Natalie Van Sistine as Yoi Forger for Spy Family. I've seen the dub for Spy Family, but I can't say I know exactly what Yor sounds like in the dub. I only know how Lloyd and Anya really sound like.
Yeah.
All right. Sungwoo Cho, also known as Prod ZD, my boy, voices Kage, Ranking of Kings. I'm watching Ranking of Kings.
Are you watching the
in
dub?
Yeah.
He's
fantastic. So,
yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, really good. Zach Aguilar as David in Cyberpunk Edgerunners. My favorite voice performance from Zach Aguilar. Really like him a lot.
Definitely his best.
Yeah, definitely his best. And Zeta Robinson as Gamma 2 in Dragon Ball Super, which we've both seen, and Super Hero, the film.
Right.
Who would you have instead of...
I would put Mikasa and Armin's voice actor in there. I think that they're brilliant. The fact that there are no Attack on Titan voice actors is absurd.
I just realized that.
That is absurd.
As much as I don't like Attack on Titan getting like every nomination, which I assume we're about to see.
Mike McFarland was really good as Jean in Attack on Titan. Like, because Attack on Titan, one of the big parts of it was the like side characters getting their voices here.
I've seen a lot of dubs this year. Demon Slayers. There's strong performances. Maybe Tenkin's was like the most standout one from that but like nothing's like really stood out to me to be like,
who is deciding these nominees? Do we know?
It's a panel of people who work who are voice actors, who write articles for write news articles for big companies. Like, it's just a culmination of people who are involved in the anime industry here.
I know Uzui's the Sound Hashiro had a good dub voice.
Yeah,
actor.
Tengen's.
Do you think he should have been in here?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. If anyone from Demon Slayer, his is probably like the standout.
The best, yeah.
Yeah, my personal choice before we make the prediction. Personal choice probably be Sung Won Cho. Prod ZD. Sorry, that's like he's like, there's a lot of voice actors who do their job well, but there's not many who just like, you can't really hear him unless you know him really, really well. And he just like changes his like voice into like make it into something else. Really great. Love his performance.
He's great. He was great in God of War recently too. Yeah. He was really good.
He's
a brilliant voice actor.
Yeah. He's like one of the, I mean, again, all these voice actors are great, but he's one of the few guys who like does an effort to like really change his voice.
Yes.
So he's really great. Who do I think will win? It's tough to say. I don't really pay attention to how they pick out these characters when they win. When they pick out these voice actors and who will win. I'm really having a hard time. I'm just going to say, in terms of like the darling of Crunchyroll, or in the darling of like, oh my gosh, they're so great, they're so popular, they also have a role that everyone recognizes.
Zach Aguilar?
I mean, I'd like it to be him, but I have to pick it to Amanda Lee.
Yeah.
She's great, but she has
you also have to remember,
she has the popularity.
This is voted off of like popularity.
Not just popularity. You know? Yeah. It's a Crunchyroll show. It's a main role. It's a main character role. And it's a popular character. Mm-hmm. And there's like a lot of factors, and she's like she's a very popular voice actress in general.
Yeah.
So she has everything going for her, like just a culmination of everything.
She's great.
I'll just pick her.
Yeah. I need to watch her as Uta in the dub. I definitely want to see that.
That's my pick.
Okay, that's your pick.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Okay.
However, Prize UD, you know, I hope the best for you.
I think it's gonna be.
You want to pick another one?
No, me. It's me this time.
Oh, then go ahead.
I think it's going to be... I think it's going to be Zach Aguilar, and I think it should be Zach Aguilar.
Yeah.
I think he was brilliant.
I'd be happy if Zach Aguilar... But then again, now that I know we're doing punishments for these if we lose, I hope that I'm right. Who do you got, Ben?
Best original anime.
All right,
let's go to that.
I only know one that I know of, and that I'll want to win.
This might be easy for me.
Well, it's hard to say. I don't know if you've seen any of these, if I remember correctly.
It's the second one of the highest, yes.
Yeah. Best original anime means it wasn't based off anything. Manga, any story, it wasn't based off anything. It was the story is originally created by the people who created the anime. Examples are Darling in the Franxx, Cyberpunk Edgerunners. No, that was based off something, so that wouldn't have been nominated. And it wasn't.
Oh, I'm in trouble here.
Yeah. I have only seen Like Your Sister Recoil.
Let me name them all.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Birdie Wing, Golf Girl's Story,
yeah.
Healer Girl, Like Your Sister Recoil, The Orbital Children,
yeah.
Vampire in the Garden, and Yuri Deco.
Yeah, I've only heard of two of these, but I've only seen one. Like Your Sister Recoil.
The only one I've heard of is Like Your Sister Recoil.
Because I mentioned it, yeah. It is great. It's great. I think it also, I think it's nominated for Best Anime of the Year. Deservedly so. It's a really good series. Great action. A1 Pictures knocked it out of the park.
Okay.
Really good series. It's kind of slice of life-ish vibes. Great voice acting performances
okay.
from both dub and sub. But it's kind of under the radar when it came to this year. So, but it is the standout from all of these because I haven't really heard of any of these. And Like Licorice's Recoil has the popularity going for it. But I'm just going to leave it to you.
I have to go with Like Licorice's Recoil. I don't know anything else.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I don't even know what anything in here is about.
I think I've heard of Orwell with Children, but it hasn't, again, it hasn't really been brought to my attention. Okay. But yeah, that's all
I'm
gonna say.
I have to go with Like Licorice's Recoil then. Yeah. Oh boy.
I hope it is that.
So. Oh boy, here you go, Edgar.
Yeah, here we go. Best fantasy.
Best fantasy.
Oh,
okay.
God, have I seen any fantasies?
Best fantasy. Let's see.
I'm gonna be shocked if what I guess Demon Slayer would probably be up in there, if I remember correctly.
Does that count?
Oh my God, Mushoku Tensei, isn't it? Oh my God. Oh man. Uh-oh. Oh man.
Ranking,
I forget.
This is a hard.
Because it came out, I guess it came out fall in 2021.
Overlord is good too. Here, name it out for us.
All right. We have Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba Entertainment District Arc, Made in the Abyss, The Golden City of the Scorching Sun, Mushoku Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation, Season 1, Part 2, Overlord 4, Ranking of Kings, Core 2, and the case study of Anidas Chord 2.
This is a tough category.
All of these
have fun with this one
are great. All of these are I hear are really great. I need to watch. I'm watching the first season of Overlord, so I don't know how the fourth season is, but it's going great so far. Made in the Abyss is a series I have yet to have watched, and the case study of Anidas I know is really good, popular, and really good. And then I've been watching Ranking of Kings. I haven't seen Chord 2, but all my knowledge is going to be based off season. Part one,
yeah.
I've seen Demon Slayer, and I love Mushoku Tensei. I think it should have been nominated for Best Anime of the Year, Best Animation, Best Score. But seeing it up here, that would be my pick. But I'm not picking what I want to pick. I think it's probably going to go to. Oh my God!
This one's a hard one.
You would think Crunchyroll only picks popular, but like sometimes they don't. You know what I mean? Sometimes they throw like a really like, "Hey, here you go, man!" And
sometimes it's a curveball,
and everyone's like, "Hey, we respect that." So right now, I'm struggling between Made of the Abyss or Ranking of Kings. Give me some insight. How is Core 2 compared to Core 1?
Oh, it's so good, man.
But are you supposed to be helping me through this?
I can help you, sure.
I mean, because
I'm not gonna like pick for you.
The punishment will go solely to me, but like,
yeah. Oh, dude, I don't know. It's either Demon Slayer or Ranking of Kings, but I would go personally. I would go with Demon Slayer just because it's a Demon Slayer, and it wasn't bad. You know, it was like really good.
It was great,
and brilliant,
fantastic.
So I would go with Demon Slayer. Yeah. But you know,
all right.
But if you're talking about fantasy. Like, Ranking of Kings got it beat. Like, Ranking of Kings is fantasy through and through, you know.
Mushoku Tensei, bro. But I agree. Ranking of Kings.
I haven't seen Mushoku Tensei, so I can't say.
Freaking great, man. The lore, the world building, the soundtrack, everything about it is so fantastic. But I'm just going to pick Ranking of Kings. It's like one of those, like, a La La Land. Like, it just beats it in every aspect of it. When it comes to the category it's nominated in, and Ranking of Kings is, I've only seen 6 episodes, and it just does everything so well.
Sure.
Ranking of Kings is my pick. I would love for Mushoku Tensei to win.
So you think it's going to be Ranking of Kings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ranking of Kings, baby.
Thank God I did not have to pick that one.
Yeah.
That one was hard.
It's tough.
All right,
Ben, what you picking? What's the...
What's...
Category.
Chicken, what are you picking?
Chicken, what you picking? I always pick the combo.
Best supporting character.
Nice.
Who even receives this award? Like,
I mean,
who goes up there and receives the award?
Bro, I love for like Anya to show up. Is Anya the?
Yeah,
Anya, like, just maybe it'd be cool if any voice actor counterpart of theirs would, you know, come up on there.
Anya Forger.
Hey, Rebecca.
Anya Forger, supporting character.
I mean, they're both supporting characters.
Anya's
but the fact that
Anya
both of them
and Lloyd, I feel like, are the leads of the whole show. There
are
episodes that are just Anya.
Yeah, you're right.
I would even argue Anya's more of a lead now than Lloyd is.
Yeah. I guess when it comes to anime, they don't think about, like, there's two leads, and, like, the same way films do, like, there's two leads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean...
Edgar, I'm in trouble!
Kage, from what I've seen, is a fantastic supporting character.
Kage is great.
I love him.
Kage is great.
Ai Hisoka is the darling of Love is War, and she is one of the most popular, like, girls in anime. But I don't know if for a supporting character... I mean, I love her in the story, but she doesn't have that much compared to other ones, like Ishigami from Love is War, who I think is the best supporting character, one of the best characters in that show. So I don't know. Tengen Uzui is like that guy.
Tengen is my pick.
And Rebecca is the darling.
Is my pick. God, he's so amazing. He's my favorite Hashira.
And Rebecca's the girl that everyone fell in love with. You know what I mean? Like the girl that everyone...
The loli.
Like,
the loli stays.
Yeah, bro. The loli stays. I would like to see.
Okay, well let's name them off. I haven't even named them off.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, I'm sorry.
So I Hayasaka from Kyugi-sama. Kage-sama. Kage-sama. Sorry. Love is War. Ultra romantic. Anya Forger. Spy X Family. Kage. Ranking of Kings. The Second Core. Rebecca. Cyberpunk Edge Runners. Tengen. Uzui. Demon Slayer. And Yori Forger. Spy X Family.
Ill. He pronounces the X. Stay away, fellas.
Sorry. Spy Family.
That's
my bad. I'm just gonna go with my gut and say that it's Anya.
Who will win? Who would you want to win?
Tengen, definitely. I like Kage though.
I want Kage to win.
Kage's great. You haven't even gotten to Kage's best parts.
Like, I mean, just great. From what I've been getting, I just love him.
He's
dude.
Fantastic.
He's so like, yes, bro. Like,
yeah,
he's
awesome,
a, dude. He's so great.
He's great. I watched the sub for Ranking of Kings, and he was great even in there.
Prodigy just makes me fall in love with him even more than like
Prodigy's
the story.
He's great. Yeah. He's awesome. Okay, Edgar, your turn.
Best comedy.
Okay, hold on. I need to write down what I wrote. What was that?
I was good. Scroll.
All right, what we got, Edgar?
Yeah, best comedy. And for best comedy, we got, let me name off, Kaguya-sama, Love is War, Kotaro Lives Alone. That's a comedy. Okay. My Dress-Up Darling, Spy Family, Uncle from Another World, and your boy, Kong Ming. Never heard of that.
Is that Chinese?
I think that's the one with like the banger opening in song and visuals. Okay. It has a fantastic opening. I've only seen the opening.
Okay.
But I've heard of all of these. I've only seen three of them. And I really want to watch Uncle from Another World. It's really hard picking out some of these when you haven't seen all of them. But I would love... for Love is War to win.
Yeah. It's not going to, though.
It has a popularity. It has the Crunchyroll name under it. It has the fan base under it.
But Spy Family, surely, right?
If it was Japan, if it was like only Japanese people to like pick it, it'd probably win.
Yeah.
But I feel like people like love, because you got to remember, fans are also having a say in this. Then again, fans might just spam bot it, which I really don't want to happen. But who would they spam bot for?
This is what makes it so dangerous, bro.
I feel like Crunchyroll, if you're watching this, I feel like the only way you should be able to vote in this is only vote once, and you have to have a Crunchyroll account. Not just use your email.
I know people might give us hate for that, but come on.
It's
a valid way to stop bots and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unless people are willing to spend so much money on bots. But that's what you want. I'm just going to go with my gut. I want Love is War to win. But I'm going to stick with Love is War to win. Because it's just that big, in my opinion.
Okay.
And it's so hilarious, man. It is so funny.
I know. I'm watching it. It's great.
Yeah, it is. Man, such a great all around show.
All righty.
Yeah, feel for right one.
Yeah, I gotta feel for the right one.
You gotta feel if it's an easy one.
Yeah, best voice actor Japanese.
That is the second to last one.
We should have switched for this. Yeah. We should have switched for these.
Oh, name them off, Ben.
Okay, so we have Atsumi Tanizaki, Anya Forger, Spy X Family,
great.
Chika Anzai, Chisato in Lycosis Recoil, Pharaoh's Ai, Jolin Kajoy from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Stone Ocean, Misaki Kono from Faputa and Irumyui, Made in the Abyss, The Golden City of the Scorching Sun, and Natsuki Hanai, Tanjiro Kamada, Demon Slayer, and then Yuki Kaji, Eren Yeager, Attack on Titan, the final season, part 2. It's going to be hard not to give it to Yuki Kaji.
I feel like that's the
person,
obvious
choice. The person who we gave it to in ours, you know?
Yeah.
But there are three that I have here, right? I have Atsumi Tanizaki as Anya.
Yeah.
I have Natsuki as Tanjiro Kamada. And Yuki as Eren Yeager. I don't know. That's also my pick for who will win it and my pick for who I think. I think Anya's voice actress has done such a good job of speaking broken Japanese. Did you see that video that Anya speaks broken Japanese?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I think it's really interesting. I don't think she's going to win it.
I want my pick, my personal pick. I would like Chika Anzai. Anzai from
Recoil?
From Lycosis Recoil.
I haven't seen it. So
she does
know.
Such a. She, I mean, she does. It might just sound like a generic anime girl, like doing an anime girl voice, but I feel like she brings such a. When you hear her, like in the character, she just personifies a character, which is just joy and happiness, and she's really good with like.
To be honest, I agree with almost every single one of these nominations. Yeah. I think this is a great list. I would also maybe put Uzui in there from Demon Slayer.
Tanjiro's voice actor is
Tanjiro's voice actor was brilliant.
If Yuji Kaji wasn't voicing Eren Yeager in the series in general, I feel like he'd be that guy. He's like the best all around.
And the fact he doesn't play too many other characters, you know, in other animes.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I haven't seen him a lot, but man, is he just brilliant. The reason why I would go with Tanjiro is because at the beginning of the season, when he had like that hole in his stomach, right? He did something weird with his breathing and his voicing that like made it super interesting. And then later on, his scream when they're all three screaming together and you have like the dun 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 dun. And then you see Zenitsu and he's like, ah! And then you have... And then you have Inosuke, and he's like, "Yeah!" And then you have like his scream just fits so, and his like, you know.
I was feel like, oh, I feel like a weird so moment to pick good. Is like when he's like coughing, when he's like dying, basically.
It sounds
like,
so good.
Yeah, I feel like that alone is like worth an award. Like,
yeah, dude. But his like his scream and the, you know, when he's like when you see like
when
and
his
he,
thing starts
and his
forming.
Thing starts his scar starts forming.
So is that who you say they'd pick?
That's who I would pick. But I think it's going to be Yuki Kaji as Eren Yeager.
That's a respectable pick. That's like the Leonardo DiCaprio win. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I might get screwed on this one. But, you know, so I'm going to go with best VO. BO.
Oh, not BO.
Best VO. Yuki
voice,
Kaji.
What was VO? You mean VA?
Oh, whichever. Best voiceover, voice actor. It doesn't really matter. All right. Your turn, Edgar.
All right. Hope I don't get a hard one. Best opening.
Oh, boy.
Opening sequence.
I think this one might be a little bit easy.
Well, it depends on what they're going for when they're picking this.
Yeah.
Are they picking just song, or are they also looking really deep into the visuals, or are they looking at both? Oh, crap. I skipped one too many. All right. Best opening sequence. We got, Jesus, that's a tongue twister. Chiki Cheeky Cheeky Bon Bon.
It's Cheeky Cheeky Bon Bon
by Queendom. Yeah. Your boy Conming. That's like that's the one I talked about. Like the one with the banger opening.
Yeah.
Mixed Nuts about official Higge Dandism. Spy Family is opening. Okay. That's the first opening for those of you wondering. Naked Hero, Vondi, Rankin and King, second core opening.
Have the you seen that one?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard what it sounds okay. like. Really good. I prefer the first one, in my opinion.
Listen to the second one a little bit more, because I thought the exact same thing you did, but when you put headphones in, it makes you feel like a freaking like superhero. It's Alrighty. Amazing.
The Rumbling, Sim, Attack on Titans, Final Part Season 2.
This fire
with three F's, Franz Ferdinand, Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Yeah.
That's a cool song. And Zank Young Saka by Amir Demon Slayers, Kimetsu no Yaiba. Out of all of them that I've listened to on repeat the most has got to be that one, Demon Slayers.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's the best one.
We talked
about this and we were like, it would win any other year if Mob Psycho didn't happen.
Yeah, if Mob Psycho, you know? Lucky Mob Psycho's not on this.
Not on this, because it would sweep.
I'm gonna go with that one. Not just as a personal pick, but as the pick that will win.
You're really looking past the Rumbling and how much people enjoyed that?
Trying to think of what the visuals looked like for that. Visuals alone were really good because
yeah, you know, Aaron's one guy, like scream.
One guy, I think, animated that in the opening. Just one guy.
What?
I think so. If I'm not mistaken, I like it. I know how popular it is, and I think it's more popular than Demon Slayers.
Yeah,
but like Demon Slayers just has everything going like just from the first second, and it's so colorful.
I still want to hire somebody and make that theme like. And make it like a 6-7 second intro and make that our podcast intro.
We probably have to ask the actual creator.
Yeah, we probably would.
To avoid copyright issues and to get the best of the best to do
it. Yeah, definitely.
I might be shooting myself in the foot, but I'm just going to go with Demon Slayers as the one to win. That'd also be my personal pick as well. So yeah, we'll see how that goes in the end.
All right, great.
And if I lose, more content for you guys.
Yes, indeed.
Stupid idiot.
More content.
All right, Ben, go ahead. Pick your poison.
Oh, no.
What do you got, Ben?
Can I redraw?
All right, go ahead.
No.
It's Anime of the Year, right?
It's Anime of the Year.
All right, let's go to the main one, the big one.
Oh, no, Edgar.
Anime of the Year.
Edgar, I don't want to do the worst one.
Anime of the Year. Well, let's see the nominations. I've already seen what they look like before. It's honestly not that bad.
Go ahead, name them, Edgar.
Attack on Titan, Final Season Part 2, Cyberpunk Endrunners, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba Entertainment District Arc, Lycurgus Recoil, Rankin of Kings, and Spy Family.
Ah!
I feel like only one of these... is like somewhat topical. I feel like this is a respectable list, pretty much. Because remember, Chainsaw Man's
not
on
here. Oh,
it's
a great list.
Yeah.
That's why I'm scared.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, whoever gets. If I get this wrong, I have to do the worst one, whatever we decide the worst one is. Okay.
Who would you want to win? Let's just go through that first. Who would you want to win?
Ranking of Kings, I think. But it's not going to win.
I would want Cyberpunk Edgerunners to win. I would like
that. That was my second.
That'd be nice. That'd be impressive.
No,
because
Demon Slayer is my second.
That'd be super impressive because it's not Crunchyroll owned. It's Netflix. It's a Netflix anime.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
A Netflix original.
That would be impressive. That's why it's not going to win. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, no, really. Yeah. It might not win for that reason. I mean, I like to think that whoever's picking these is not biased.
If Cyberpunk Edgerunners came out like this month, I think it might have. But it was. It's. I feel like it's. I think it's seceded back.
I don't know if because the cutoff is that fall, and this came out right before fall came out.
It's either. Oh my god, but it could be they could do a 360 on me and have Spy Family win. Oh no.
Because
Spy Family was the only one that's gone on recently, so maybe that's in people's minds.
Attack on Titan's the no duh choice. And Demon Slayer
Demon
would be
is
the
popular
choice.
Spy Family is like the popular.
I think the best episode came from Demon Slayer, right? Was that final one.
Yeah.
I think Spy Family. Oh, dude, I'm so scared. I'm so scared. I don't know.
Well, let's like
let's whittle it down. Let's whittle it down.
Which one do you think is like has no chance?
I'd say Lycus's Recoil has
is
no
like,
chance.
Is fantastic, but yeah. is like the underdog in this one. So I probably
Ranking of Kings has no chance.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk Edgerunners, as much as I love it, I don't think it has any chance.
Yeah.
So it's Demon Slayer, Spy Family, or Attack on Titan. Like I said, I think the best episode came from Demon Slayer. And Demon Slayer has become such a phenomenon, right, that it's everybody's favorite and everybody was talking about it. But Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2 was more popular.
Yeah.
But Spy Family, everybody loves Spy Family. Some people say Demon Slayer, oh, you know, Demon Slayer's animation carries. Attack on Titan, people are like, oh, ending garbage in manga, right? Spy Family is the only one.
With no problems.
With no problems. And Spy Family had its second core come out recently. So it's in the minds of people. I'm going to have to go with Spy Family.
Okay. Would you like Demon Slayer to win?
I would like Demon Slayer to win.
All right.
I would love Ranking of Kings to win, but I know it has no chance.
That's like me. Like my personal pick is Cyberpunk, but I'd love Lycus's Recoil to win.
I think all these are great on here, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Spy Family. Lock it in.
Yay. All right, let me do this myself since while Ben's typing that in.
Mm-hmm.
Best score.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
Yeah, it is.
That's perfect for you. Oh, you got it. Okay.
Oh, no, the coughing fits are coming in.
You got it.
All right, let's go.
Sorry. I'll name them off. Best score, Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Made in the Abyss, The Golden City of the Scorching Sun, Spy Family, Ya Boy Kong Ming.
Oh, man. Kevin Pinkin won the award, I think, last year for Tower of God, was it, I think?
Okay.
Or something else. Cyberpunk Edgerunners. That's hard to say. I like the score, but like I think a few of the scores were already used in the video game.
Yeah, I don't think it really stood out.
I can't say, and I loved it. I just don't know. I couldn't differentiate.
The only song I know is the So Get Away.
Oh, that's a song, yeah.
Never. That's part of the score.
They use it
like as a part of the score.
It's not the score. Man.
Okay.
It's a soundtrack.
Oh,
because they use a bunch of other songs in it. Yeah, I don't know, but
that makes sense.
I mean, who knows? Attack on Titans.
Demon Slayers is pretty
Spy
popular.
I'm going to whittle it down. I think I'm going to eliminate Spy Family.
Yeah.
I know it's the popular one, but the score is good, but not stand out. I'm just going to take out Ya Boy Kong Ming because I don't know anything about that one.
Okay.
I haven't heard any of Made of the Abyss, but I know Kevin Pinkin. And he's won it before.
Yeah.
My personal pick would be Demon Slayer if I were to pick this, but I'm going to go with Attack on Titan.
Okay. He's going to go with Attack on Titan?
Yeah. It's had two good soundtracks from that I really like, and it has a popularity for it.
I would go with personally, and what I think is going to win is Demon Slayer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, overall. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to pick one.
Pick one, Ben.
Okay. Best film. Best film.
We did see a few of them. At least I saw two that might be on here.
I already know what my pick is.
All right, here we go.
Here we are. All right.
Name them out.
Best film. Read them off for us, Edgar.
Bubble. Dragon Ball Super, Superhero, Inuo, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, One Piece Film Red, and The Deer King. I only saw like 20 minutes of Bubble, but I haven't finished it. I heard it was, the animation is good, but it's not, it's kind of boring of a story from what I heard. And that's a Netflix one. So that's, that'll have a, even if it is great, that would have a hard time winning.
I've seen three of these, and I've only heard of one other. Bubble, I hear, is good.
We saw Dragon Ball Super.
We saw Dragon Ball Super. Super we saw Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
But I haven't
And I
seen
saw it. One Piece Film Red.
But you did, yeah.
With Saul. We have a video on that. Go check that out.
Yeah. My personal pick would be Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Jujutsu Kaisen Zero might be my favorite anime film of all time. It's so good.
All right. Yeah.
The issue is One Piece fans, they come in strong and they loved Film Red. They loved Film Red.
Yeah. I mean, Ben liked it, but I mean, but
that's a strong word.
You enjoyed it, but you don't like it as much as people do.
I enjoyed it, but I don't, I would never say I like it. If you said, hey Ben, let's sit back, relax, let's pop on One Piece Film Red, I'd be like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? You know, the only other One Piece film I saw was,
Rush?
No, not Bounty Rush.
Gold?
Not Gold.
Stampede?
I forgot it. I don't know. It's the one with the floating guy, the guy who levitates. I forgot what movie that is called.
Which one's?
Yeah, but anyway.
Which one's your pick? Or would you?
I think it's going to be Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, and I would choose Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
All right, nice, respectable. Yes. Respectable. Where's that? Got it over there. Never mind. Sorry.
Here it is.
All right.
Best film.
Must protect at all costs character.
Oh, that one I feel like is going to be hard.
I don't know. That'd be kind of easy.
Okay.
Anya Forger from Spy Family. Boji from Ranking of Kings Core 2. Kage, Ranking of Kings Core 2. Another double Nami from the same series.
This is the first Komi Can't Communicate?
Komi Can't Communicate second series, which is the second core.
Yeah. Is that the only...
I think that's...
The only nomination for him?
I don't know. I haven't seen the other nominations.
So. I know. We haven't either, but the first one we've seen, right?
Yeah, this is the first one we've seen so far. Kotaro Sato from Kotaro Lives Alone and Marin, My Jessup Darling. I'll just eliminate Marin. She would probably win like a Best Girl Award if there is one. I don't think there is one, but she's like, you know, not really that type of must protect at all cost. Between Kage and Boji, Boji would probably be the standout from that one. I mean, yeah. Both are like protect at all costs. And Komi is like adorable, but she doesn't compete with the small characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's between Kotaro and, but I haven't seen that, so I can't really say. So I'm gonna narrow it down to Boji and Anya Forger.
Yeah.
My pick is Boji, but I think the award is gonna go to Anya Forger.
You think
she has the popularity that everyone knows her. Anyone who's seen Ranking of Kings would know Boji is the landslide win.
Yeah.
I might regret this later, but I'm just going to go with Anya. Is going to take the award. But
wow.
I
would go actually with Boji on this one.
Yeah, he won last year. I'm going to go with Boji.
Did he win last year?
Yeah, he did. I think he did.
The two-peat? Boji coming in with the two-peat?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'd go with Boji too.
Yeah. I'm going to go Boji.
Must protect.
But I have the feeling that Honey's going to come out of nowhere and like body slam my opinion.
Yeah. All right. Body slam my opinion.
I don't know.
Not body slamming the opinions. I'm just going to pick this.
What do you got, Ben?
Best director.
Bro, I know who you deserve this, bro, because we feel bad for you. Not really, but you deserve it because of your hard work.
Oh, why?
Let me list them
off.
Are
you talking about the bad guys? Yeah, go
ahead. Haru Satozaki from Demon Slayer's Entertainment District arc. Hiroki Imayashi, Cyberpunk Edge Runners. Kazuhiro Furuhashi, Spy Family. Mm-hmm. Shinigo Adachi, Like Versus Recoil. Hosuke Hata from Ranking of Kings. And Yuchihiro Hayashi, Attack on Titans, Final Part Season 2.
I'm just going to lock it in. It's Yuchihiro Hayashi.
Dude, that dude.
I think he's going to win.
Slaves away every day. Probably still is right now.
Yeah.
Jesus, man, that guy needs a break. He needs to retire.
I think he's the only one that the public have seen because of the popularity and the popularity, and the stuff that released about his bags. I wish I would know
how much an influence the director has on the show.
Yeah,
like how do they are they like do they handle how the translation go? Do they actually direct the voice actors? I don't think they do.
Arguably, it should be by default Shingo Adachi because that's the only original anime, and he had to do it from
nothing. So like he might have more pull with how the show goes along. So that's my personal pick.
It should be him,
but it's right. probably going to go to and it deservedly goes to Attack on Titans, Yuichiro Hayashi.
Yeah. You go out here. Oh, does my cat want out?
Yeah, wanted to leave.
Here I go. You pick one. I'm going to go let him out.
Oh, here, I already let him out, but...
Oh, yeah, but the other door's closed. Oh,
okay. All right, guys.
I might bring him to come say hi.
I got the next pick. And what do I get?
Come say hi.
I got best continuing series. Hey, there's a cat thing right there. The kitty. All right, well... That was one of Ben's thousands cats that he owns. All right. So, what did I get? Best continuing series, right? Yeah, best continuing series.
Okay.
And we got some pretty good... Ugh, this is going to be really hard.
Oh, this one's a hard one.
Attack on Titans, Final Part Season 2, Demon Slayer, Entertainment's District Arc, Kaguya-sama's Love is War.
Oh my god, there's so many.
Ultra Romantic. Well, it just has the Pacific Arc over there.
Oh, okay.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Stone Ocean, and Man in the Abyss, Golden City of the Scorching Sun, and One Piece. I'm going to do process elimination. I might get a lot of slack for this, but One Piece is the most popular out of all of these, but I feel like it's only had three or two outstanding episodes or notable ones if you're not a One Piece. You know what I mean? Yes. You're a One Piece fan, and only three really stood out right this year, right? And arguably, the one that stood out was
the biggest thing that's going to happen this year, last year, it would be that, but it didn't. The only issue why I'm wary for that is because One Piece 1000 was so good that I think people might just rally behind that. But, you know, keep going.
Yeah. I'm going to go throughout the entirety. Okay. Overall, like as a series goes, I'm sorry, but I haven't seen JoJo's. I hear it's great.
Yeah, I know. I want to watch it so bad.
I haven't. Yeah, me too. I haven't seen Made in the Abyss. I hear it's really great. So I'll have to disqualify those. But you know, I'd be happy with either of them winning because they're great.
Yeah.
So it's gonna come down between Love is War, Demon Slayer, and Attack on Titan. Attack on I would personally pick Love is War.
Okay.
I feel like Crunchyroll just might be like, oh, Attack on Titan, here you go. So I'm just going to pick Attack on Titan.
Okay.
I love Attack on Titan, but
I would go with Demon Slayer to win on this one. Okay. But yeah, I see what you mean.
I would love for Love is War to win, but it's probably going to go to Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
And that's what I got to say about that.
Okay.
All right, Ben. What do you got for us?
Let's see. I got best action. Best action. Okay.
All right. We got Attack on Titan Final Parts. Sorry, Final Season Part 2. Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Demon Slayer Kenetsu Yaiba. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stone Ocean. Lycus Us Recoil. And Spy Family.
I think it's between two. Spy Family is an action and comedy.
But there's not enough action to pull it.
Yeah, no. Spy Family has had some good action, but this doesn't have enough action to pull it, like Edgar said.
I don't think
Attack on Titan even has enough action to pull it.
No.
I think it's going to be either Demon Slayer or Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Yeah, I was thinking of it too.
Cyberpunk Edgerunners is all action.
Yeah.
So I think that should win.
I would love that to win. That's my personal pick.
But Demon Slayer's probably action should've. Was so
it's like
monumental.
It's known for like, oh, the animation pulls and animation goes hand in hand with its action.
Yeah. And the man, the action of those last three episodes were really good.
Yeah.
I guess we did say Cyberpunk is all action, but there was a good 6-7 episodes of Demon Slayer that was literally just fighting, yeah. You know, between demons. I think it's going to be Demon Slayer. Right. I would like Cyberpunk Edgerunners to win, but I think it's going to be Demon Slayer.
All right.
And for the next one, I got Best Animation. Oh, we just mentioned this.
Best Animation. I think this one should be fairly easy.
Yeah. It's won before, and I'll probably win it again if it's there.
As long as it's there, it wins, I say.
There we go. All right. Best Animation, we got Akibi Sailor Uniform. I saw just a clip of that, and the animation looks really good.
Okay.
And then we got Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, Ranking of Kings, Core 2, and Spy Family. I've only seen Part 2 of Ranking of Kings. I mean, I've only seen Part 1 of Ranking of Kings, so I can't say how Part 2 goes. I haven't seen Akibi Sailor Uniform, so I'm not going to include that one.
Two WIT properties in here.
Yeah.
They've had a great year. Yeah.
Attack on Titan, I love Attack on Titan, but I feel like this is the one they should not win at all costs. Not because it's bad, but like...
In terms of everything else in here, it had the worst animation,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah. My personal pick would probably be Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Yeah.
Really?
For best animation? The animation was good.
I forget.
But come on, man.
Demon Slayer, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an obvious one, yeah. I guess my personal pick would be Demon Slayer, and I think it's going to get the award.
Yeah, I agree. The animation is just crazy. Family and Ranking of Kings has a shout, but Demon Slayer is just, it's all Ufotable does, and man, they go ham on it.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
Yeah, people say it carries. I mean, I don't think that's all it has going for, but, you know, they at least say that. So if anything, you know, what do you got?
I don't know what I wrote. Best anime song?
Oh, yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. There's opening and then there's song.
Oh, right. Okay.
For some reason. They got Cheeky Banban Queendom from your boy Coming, which is the opening, coincidentally. We have comedy, Gen Hoshino, Spy Family.
That's an opening, right?
No, that's the ending, I think.
Oh, that's the ending. Okay.
Yeah.
God, that song is so good.
My nonfiction, Miyukiri Shigune, Makoto Furukawa, and Chika Fujiwara, Konomi Kodahara, Kaguya-sama, Love is War. I think that's the special ending that the anime got, if I'm not mistaken. Or is that the rap song that they do in it? I can't remember which one it was. That'd be funny. Yeah, I think that's the rap song they did do. That's hilarious, if it is. New Genesis by Otto, One Piece Film Red. Shall We Dance from Riona, Shadow's House Season 2. And The Rumbling, Attack on Titan, Final Part Season 2.
What is this category? It's just opening and endings. Just have a best ending.
Except for two of them.
I know for two, and I know New Genesis is going to win. Thank God New Genesis is in there. Because otherwise, I would be screwed. You know? Because,
yeah.
Like, you have no idea what to
it's
go for.
It's because, like, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, guys, I'm going to fact check this later, but y'all should probably check it up. Because this is a weird pick. I think that's the rap song that they sing in the anime, which is really weird. That doesn't make sense to me at all. Yeah,
yeah,
but that'd be funny if it was actually.
It's New Genesis. It's a banger.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, and that's a banger of a song. That's such a great song.
Man, it's so good. That apparently the person who sings is like 19 years old. She's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. It's Otto. Does she also? Is she also the actress that plays Yuta?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing.
No,
that's what I'm saying. The dub, you had an actress who could also sing. Doesn't make any sense. Whatever, we're past that.
We're past.
All right, who we got? Who do I got? Best voice actor, Japanese.
You already got
that. We already did that.
Why'd you put it back in the
back? Oh, why is it back there?
Yeah. That's
Give me that.
You wrote it, unless you wrote the same category twice and you
forgot. Maybe I did, yeah.
Best new series.
Okay.
And we got Call of the Night. Ooh. Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Oh, Licorice is Recoil. My Dress of Darling, Spy Family, and your boy Koming.
I would love Call of the Night to win because I'm kind of sad that it wasn't nominated for anything else. I think this is the one category edgerunners might have the edge upon. No pun intended.
Think so?
Sorry, but Spy Family... Oh, but it's counting only the first part. I thought we were including the second part. Because if it was... Yeah.
But normal people don't
They're gonna pick... They're gonna pick Spy Family.
I already have written down Spy Family.
Yeah, Spy Family's a pick.
I was like, at first I knew exactly what your process was gonna do. Ooh, Cyberpunk Edgerunners could run it, and then
you're like, wait a minute.
And then you think more and more about the average anime fan, and you went, oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, and the reality kicks in, and you're like, no.
No. It should do.
It should win it.
It should win.
But I would love to see Call of the Night get the shot, guys, please. Please.
Best character design.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm already thinking of a few.
Best character designs? I don't actually know. I genuinely don't know.
Okay. To not.
Is it not on here?
Yeah, it is. There we go.
Okay.
We got Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Oh, it's best overall character design. Yeah. Okay, I thought it was just one character.
No. Sorry. One character. Demon Slayer, Entertainment District, Arc, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Stone Ocean, My Dress Up Darling, Ranking of Kings, and Spy Family. So this one's kind of tough because... one, Spy Family... I'm just going to do my process of elimination. Spy Family has fantastic animation.
Yeah.
But it follows the manga 100%. So, like, how do you do this? Is it, like, how accurate they are? How well they adapt it, like, differently?
If you're doing that, it's Ranking of Kings. Because the manga, they adapted it so well into a different kind of form.
And if you're doing it based off of how much of an upgrade did they give it from the manga, it'd be Demon Slayer.
Yeah, but I don't think it will be Demon Slayer because they didn't really have any new characters.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you also got to figure out new characters.
I don't think Demon Slayer is it. I haven't seen JoJo, so I would not know. I'm not going to choose JoJo.
They have a really good unique character design, but I don't know how many new characters.
I have two that I'm thinking of.
Edgerunners actually might. This time it actually might have
Edgerunners or My Dress Up Darling.
Yeah.
The thing with My Dress Up Darling. And the reason why it might win is because it is about dressing somebody up.
It's about cosplay and fashion.
Yeah.
And making a character look different.
And that's why I'm thinking it might be that.
And it has amazing animation.
No, My Dress Up Darling is great. Yeah. You know, I haven't watched it. I technically watched all of it through YouTube clips. But yeah, I think...
My personal pick would be Edgerunners, and I think
my personal pick would be Edgerunners.
And I
too.
Think it might be if it was me picking it, I'd probably solidify it as it might win.
I'm gonna go with My Dress Up Darling.
Okay, respectable. All right, my next category as we breeze down through this, best romance.
Ooh, that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm a big sucker for romance. And we got for best romance.
Caught in a bad romance.
All right, we got it. Best romance, Call of the Night. Oh, Love is War. Oh, Come and Can Communicate. Love After World Domination. My Dress Up Darling and Shikamori Is Not Just a Cutie. I've seen all of these except for Love After World Domination.
Mm, this is perfect for you. I would be so screwed on this category.
But I get the good read on how this will go because it has the popularity in it and it's such like the obvious choice.
It's Love is War, right?
Love is War.
Yeah.
I think I don't remember. This was nominated for Best Anime of the Year, right?
Love is War, yeah.
Yeah. If it won it, I'd be okay with that too.
Yeah, Love is War is great.
And Love is War, yeah, best romance, hands down. Yeah. Come and Can Communicate wasn't nominated for comedy. I think that was like a subtly funny series.
Mm.
It was actually really hilarious. It was like the second series to make me laugh out loud. And Love is War was the first. But in terms of romance, yeah, Love is War in terms of where it was in the story for season 3, outstanding. I'd be fine with any other one, but I haven't seen Love After World Domination, so I can't say for sure.
Okay.
But yeah,
So you think it's Love is War?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And that's also my personal pick.
Alrighty.
Already. What am I doing? I'm on camera. I forget.
Oh, best drama.
Best drama. We have Age 86 Part 2, Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2, Cyberpunk Edge Runners, Dance, Dance, Danceur, Cordero Lives Alone, and Made in the Abyss, The Golden City of the Scorching Sun. I hear 86 is really good.
I feel like
in terms of like, oh, you like Attack on Titan? Watch this. And that's what I hear about 86.
This one actually might be something that I don't know, but I have to stick with things that I do know. I only know two of these.
I feel like Attack on Titan shouldn't win Best Anime of the Year, but I feel like it should win this award.
Best Drama? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say AOT. Attack on Titan.
That's my personal pick, and I think that's what it would win. I feel like that'd be the safe pick.
I'll go with that too. Edgar, this is your last pick.
Oh, no. Best Ending, ED.
Best ED. What? Why do they have the song? I'm so confused.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like songs should include openings and endings.
Song should have been like the movie songs.
Yeah, you should include film songs.
Like how
more.
We did it.
Yeah. Watch our award
show.
Yeah,
watch our award show. 2 weeks ago we did ours. Much better than this one.
Yep. Obviously, only
unless Crunchyroll wants to hire me for work. Otherwise, Crunchyroll, you guys will.
Or
the
hey,
best.
Hire us for judges. For
judges.
Yeah, put us in power.
This one's great.
This is a great resume to be a judge.
Could you imagine us like hosting it?
Yeah.
That would be
oh my god. Hey, check out our Manga Monday Award Show or something like that. Like,
shut up. Yeah. I'll name these ones.
Yeah,
off,
go ahead.
Because there's a lot of Japanese stuff in here. Kuma no Ko, Alhiguchi from Attack on Titan, Final Season Part 2.
Great ending.
Comedy, Gen Hoshino, Spy X Family. Great ending.
Great bass. That bass always kicks up like 1,000 when I hear it.
Oh, yeah. My Heart Has Surrendered. My Heart Has Surrendered. Okay. I don't know why. I thought there was another herb in there. Airi Suzuki, Kaguya-sama, Love is War, Ultra Romantic. Koi no Yukui. Akari Akase, My Dress Up Darling.
Wholesome ending, yeah.
Whoa, what is this? Koshabiri Biori. Oh my God. Koshabiri Biori. Oh my God!
Fantastic.
Never mind. I'm not even gonna try. From Fantastic Use, Kami Can't Communicate, second series. Yokifashino Uta, Creepy Nuts, Call of the Night.
Oh my God! Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
My personal pick would go to Call of the Night's ending by Creepy Nuts. Both that opening and the ending are like one of the best anime songs I've heard all year.
Right.
But what would win? I think it's going to be Attack on Titans.
Think so?
I don't know.
I think, in my personal opinion, it's comedy. And what I think is going to win is comedy.
Yeah.
It's such a banger. And I think people know it, too.
No, I'm going to stick with my... I mean, I think Attack on Titan will take...
Akuma no Ko?
Yeah.
Akuma
I think that'll win, but I would love for you guys to vote. If you haven't voted already, please vote or check the song out and then vote, because that song, Yofu Kashino Yuta, that song slaps. I feel like out of context, anyone could listen to it.
Koshaberi Biori.
Awesome. All right, Ben.
Koshaberi Biori. Okay, there you go.
Make your pick, even though it's only one left.
Only one left. Best main character. Okay. Let's see.
All right. Okay. Oh, wait. I went.
All right. Okay. Return to the match. Get what it is. What it is. What it is. What it is.
All right. Here we go.
A better way to get a better way.
Boji. Ranking of Kings.
Boji.
Chisato. Nishikigi. Like Us Is Recoil. David Martinez.
David Martinez.
Cyberpunk Egg Runners. Eren Jaeger.
Eren Jaeger.
Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2. Lloyd Forger, Spy Family, Marin Kitagawa, My Dress Up Darling. Ben,
this one's hard.
I noticed that the categories changed this year because last year, didn't they have Best Protagonist and Best Antagonist?
Yes.
And I guess they just changed.
I would rather them kept that.
Yeah, but then you would also have the Eren situation, like, oh no, who's the... Even though we both know he's antagonist. But he would,
I don't even think he was the main character of the season.
Yeah, but you know that they would still nominate him in that category.
Yeah, of course.
Both times.
He is the antagonist, yeah.
No, but you know they would also nominate him protagonist.
Yeah, but then in this way that we're doing this, you're putting away all the antagonists, right?
Yeah, but they did it last year and they probably would have done it again.
Yeah, you're right. But in future installments, I would like the Best Antagonist Award to come back. One where you're like, oh, Aaron Yeager, or do a stipulation where you can't do both, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't think Aaron Yeager is the protagonist at this point. He's only the antagonist.
My personal pick would be David Martinez. I feel like Aaron Yeager is such a obvious choice. I mean, he probably would win.
Do you remember who ours was? Best main character? Best protag? Ours was, which I think should be on here, was Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Utah should be on here.
Yeah.
I actually think Gohan should also be on here.
I don't know about that.
I think so. Instead of... Oh, man. I don't know.
Chisato is a great main character.
Chisato, yeah.
She's great.
I love Marin.
Marin's pretty good, and she has a popularity going for her.
I don't know. I would sub her out for somebody else. But, you know... But
my personal pick is David Martinez.
My personal pick, and I think somebody who is very underrated as a main character, is Lloyd. I think Lloyd is a very well-written main character. Because a main character, they have to complement the world and what's going on around them perfectly. Lloyd is the perfect character for Spy Family.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
How deep are they looking into the writing, though?
They're not looking very deep. So it's either Aaron Yeager or David Martinez.
Yeah.
It's going to be Aaron.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I just realized that we're talking about manga on a manga podcast, anime on a manga anime podcast.
Yeah.
And you happen to be wearing a fedora right now.
Yeah.
That's not a really good look for us.
Why?
Even though I put it on you. Because it's like, oh, look, typical anime fan.
What? No.
You've never seen...
I've never seen that, no.
Dude, it's the meme. It's like...
Is it a meme?
Yeah. Let me take that off you.
No. Give it here.
No, please. I don't want to know. Oh, my God.
Give it here. Typical anime fan. How do you do, my lady?
Well, that was our picks. Yeah.
Edgar, let's go over them once again, and let's make any changes if we need to.
Do you have them in order by any chance?
Yes, I have them right here.
All
right.
Do you want to start from the bottom?
Yes. So, Edgar, for... I don't have him in order, but I can find him. Okay. For best VO English, you went Emily.
Alrighty.
Okay. Do you want to change that?
No, I'm going to stick with it.
Okay. For best Japanese, I put Yokan Kaji or Yuki Kaji.
For Aaron Yeager.
Yeah, for Aaron Yeager. I'm not going to change that.
Ready? Best romance?
Best romance.
I picked Love is War.
You picked Love is War.
Yeah.
Sticking with that.
Best fantasy.
Best fantasy, you put Ranking of Kings.
Even though I would love Mushoku Tensei 1, but, moving forward. Best drama?
Best drama, I put Attack on Titan. I'm not going to change that.
Yeah.
Best comedy, you put Love is War.
Yeah. Best action?
Best action, I put...
Demon Slayer, right?
Yes, I did put Demon Slayer.
Yeah. Must protect at all cost character. I think I went with Boji, right? No, I went with Anya. No, I went with Boji, yeah. I changed it from Anya to
Boji. You chose Boji.
Yeah, Boji. And best supporting character, I think...
It was me, and I put Anya.
Okay.
Hold on, let me look at that again. I personally chose Uzui.
But you wanted...
But
you,
I think it's going to be Anya, yeah. Best main character was me, and I said Aaron, yes.
Even
though I want Lloyd to win.
Best director, I think it was obvious that we think Yuchihiro.
Yes, Yuchihiro Hayashi.
Even though I'd like Cyberpunks to win, you know?
Well, I thought we decided it should be Lycus's Recoil, because he probably had to do the most work.
Oh, him.
Because right? he built it from the bottom up.
Yeah, him.
Yeah,
him. But also, in a way, Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Oh, he did build that from the bottom up, too. Yeah. You're absolutely
right. Cyberpunk did exist, but he had to create an original story and all that.
It probably should be them, then.
Yeah. Best anime song, obviously.
I chose New Genesis, yes.
Obvious winner. Best film, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. Obvious winner.
That's what I chose,
Best score, I picked...
AOT.
Attack on Titan, even though I would like...
I think it's going to be Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
this year. Best ED
ending sequence
is yours.
I think I picked Attack on Titans, even though I love Call the Knights to win.
Yeah.
Best opening sequence. I think you picked this one.
No, that was you.
Oh, I think
you did Zenkyu.
Yeah, I did Zenkyu. Yeah. Demon Slayer's second. It's an Entertainment District arc opening. Best continuing series.
That was you.
Yeah, I think I did Attack on Titan, even though I loved Love is War to win. I would love Love is War to win.
This is you also.
Best new series, I chose Cyberpunk.
You chose Spy Family.
Oh, yeah. I had to.
Yeah, you had that. That was the epiphany that happened.
Yeah, no. I would love Call of the Night. I would love the top three, Call of the Night, Cyberpunk, Edge Runners, Lycra's is Recall. If those three won, I'd be happy to take the punishment for losing. Best animation, Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer, yep.
Best character design.
That was me, and I chose Dress Up Darling.
Yeah. Best original anime, Lycra's is Recoil.
Yes. That was mine, and I had no idea.
Yeah, but I think it should win.
Anime of the year, I chose Spy X Family, and I'm going to change it to Demon Slayer.
Oh.
I'm going to change
changing it.
I am changing it.
All right. Well, that's it.
Oh, my God. If Spy Family wins, I'm going to be so mad.
Well, stick around for us to what we're going to be doing again. We'll be reacting live. Mm-hmm. Live, right?
We'll be reacting live.
Yeah, we'll try to do it live.
When is it? Do we know?
March 4th, 2023. It'll be aired in Tokyo, Japan. And I think they'll just be streaming online for us to watch. Voting ends January 25th. So if you like voting, go do that. You can do it once every day.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to spam bot it, please.
Don't.
But yeah, this is fun. Yeah. But now I'm just really worried about what our punishments will be if we lose. But that's pretty much it.
We might actually, I think we're going to record a separate video where we vote. So we talked about our picks, but what we'll do is we'll do a separate video and I'm just going to sit you in front of my computer and we're just going to vote it one at a time and it'll just be a quick 10-minute video.
I figured you'd just go based off of what we said personally.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but that either way, we'll be watching on what the results will be, and they'll probably be disappointing for the most part.
Yeah.
Because they always tend to be, because, you know, it always makes
bad. Because it's an award show.
Yeah, it's an award show. It has to be disappointing.
Yeah.
One way or another. You'll see all that and more stuff to come. Next week, we finally will be reviewing Chainsaw Man Season 1.
Yes.
And then I think that'll be it for the fall season for now.
That'll be it.
For reviewing.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Let us know, you guys, if you want us to react to a manga once this ends. It's been so long since we've talked about a manga.
I'll probably finished One Piece by that point. I mean, not finished, but
get to a point. Bark. Okay. But put in the comments below, is there a manga that you want us to read, like, the first volume of that we haven't read? I know last time when we asked this, somebody recommended Eden Zero, and we read the first volume of that, and that was great. So tell us something. Is there a short series you want us to look at, maybe a one-shot, anything like that, and we'll give it a look and talk about it on the Manga Monday show.
Yeah.
Catch you guys on the next week?
I think so.
Yeah.
See ya.
I think we'll be here.
Yeah.
Bye! Thank you.